Well, this week I got my SCI in dock. Which, among other things, told me that I pretty much have to report things like blog posts and such. So I decided just to go ahead and stop blogging, stop posting to places like Facebook, particularly. Recall having these kinds of restrictions the last time I did this, and apparently this is because of apparently this is since that little Manning incident, which sorry, stereotypically, it doesn't excite me about the transgender. What they want certainly curtailed my life quite a bit. Anyway, so all you're going to have are these recordings that are kept way off the books. And if you know anything, you know I don't talk. I don't really talk about work, so it's going to be fine that way. Although it seems like everything now is the subject of work and being, I guess, disgruntled. And this is going to be the new thing, I suppose. I got this job with God's help. I consider it God's will. The way I see it right now is it's going to provide me a good pension, however long that pension goes on. But after this job is over, after I don't have to report every single thing I do in life, I can have resources to lay before the Lord's feet. Through his church to do what they want me to do. Anyway, so notice something interesting. I kind of pull myself together, brush my teeth, try to wet down the hair, which is totally out of control right now. Lisa just cut it here this last Saturday, and it's just wild things. Anyway, but that's where I go and get my, to pull my stuff together for the next day, short of changing all the clothes and deodorant and things like that, cleaning up my backside. So. There's been some new graffiti on the walls. Most of the graffiti that was there, I didn't understand. I think it was mostly gang stuff. I don't know. I don't understand. Marking territory, perhaps. Anyway, well, the new stuff is less elegant, perhaps. Mostly F you, Joe Biden. And I was, and I sat there and looked at that and said, what did Joe Biden ever do to you? The person who would do graffiti in a rest area is not going to be a person that probably is going to be much affected by Joe Biden's stuff. I have been more poor in the past, and for the life of me, I can't see Joe Biden doing anything that would really affect the poor. Beyond trading what freedom they have, which is dwindling, of course. But I don't think it's Joe Biden's particular purpose in making that happen. Trading that for stuff for which most poor people are happy. I think he's doing it I think it's being done to buy votes, buy privilege, buy whatever. So I don't understand exactly what the thing is. Except to be honest, Joe Biden, I don't think he's that bad of a guy. You know, in these partisan times, you know, you've only got saviors and devils, I guess. Depending on who you talk to. Biden's your savior or Biden's your devil. And I really don't have an opinion about the guy. I think he's an old fella. I think he's... I think he's losing some capacity. I think everybody either likes to take shots at it or, you know, wants to say, well, you need to treat him better. And you're going, well, since I'm kind of in, I don't go really one way or the other. The strategy how Joe Biden became the president is frankly beyond me. Mostly anti-Trump stuff and a heavily doctored election process. So I think that's what got him in. And I'm not saying that the Democrats are particularly evil. I think the Republicans would use heavily doctored technique and probably will in the future. It just has not tended to be one of their tactics in the past. Not that they're above it. Just they haven't used it. And to be honest, I'm not really sure that on such a level the Democrats really used it either in the past. I think this is really the first time it ever got particularly used at all. So anyway, so, writing with Sharpie in a rest area, expressing some angst that I think is just as much as the Democrats were just, oh my gosh, we can't have Trump, we can't have Trump. It's kind of a conservative, perhaps, although conservatives don't tend to use Sharpie on walls. Anyway, I don't know. The other side of the anti-Trump thing is coming out against Biden, and I think it's just as silly as the anti-Trump stuff. I think Trump was an effective president. I think he was very intimidating to his opponents because he wasn't supposed to be able to work. And I think a lot of the just angst that you saw from every corner, from the top to the bottom, was just an expression of just absolute, didn't know the guy, didn't really know what he was going to do, didn't understand that when he gave a promise, he had every intention of keeping it, which politicians don't do. Of course, Trump is not a politician, and continues not being much of one. And one of the more, I thought, entertaining four-year periods was the Trump presidency. And I wouldn't mind seeing him do it again. And apparently people still don't really know what to do to stop it from happening. It was this great uprising of, we're tired of the way things have been. Let's get somebody else in there. From, I guess, Middle America. And they couldn't figure out a way how to stop it. At first, they didn't take it seriously, and that's how he won. Was that they just couldn't take him seriously, you know. Hillary Clinton was gonna walk through the door. And they said that right up until election night, when it became obvious that he won. And the Democrats did a good job of making sure the next time there was an election that featured Trump, that they pulled out every stop that they had, that they used every nefarious scheme they could concoct to make sure that Trump wouldn't win. Not based on any kind of merit, but just based on, you know, we owed most of the secretaries of state, we, you know, most of the precinct ballot collectors and counters are loyal to our party. That was how it's done that time, you know. Everybody says, in a fair fight, and you go, there are no fair fights. It just doesn't exist. Now, anyway, so, yeah. And I don't know what F. Joe Biden even, I don't understand what that means. I don't understand what I'm supposed to attach to that. Joe Biden's doing what he needs to do because the slow progress towards socialism that the Democratic Party has been engaged in for decades It's really not going to work in this climate. Joe Biden's being instructed, and everybody that works with him is being instructed to push forward the full agenda now and to lock it in as much as they possibly can, because they're afraid of this Trump character and what they should be, and probably more afraid of the fact that having one of these characters win the presidency once, there might be a succession of these characters in the future. And they may very well get caught, the Democrats, in election shenanigans. And it may turn the electorate off of them. Right now, they still appear to be the great white knights in shining armor. And there's a certain amount of their electorate that will always think of them that way. You know, they've been very indoctrinated. That's why the school and the stuff and all these indoctrination things that have been coming to the fore now for a lot of left-leaning desires, they're going full bore now and out in the open. And it's just, you know, I think they really do feel like, to a certain extent, they've got to get this done, and this may be their last chance in the face of much more populist candidates coming from the other side. And it's going to be hard. Progressivism especially in the name of socialism only got populist a few times. I don't really know how to tell people that one of those times was Adolf Hitler. It's hard to Hitler was likely a one-shot pony, you know. It's hard to get a figure like him again to do stuff like that. You know, another one was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. it's hard to say if you're going to have the conditions again to make that happen. Although, you've got to say, boy, it seems like they're trying to screw up the country. And I think everybody's a little hard-pressed to find the right conditions where they think that a somewhat socialistic progressive populist is going to work. It's too easy to show that the socialism is really creating a lot of the problems. You know, Joe Biden is becoming the spokesman for you know, the economy's falling apart. And it's hard to try to cast that. In fact, I don't think they're even really trying to try to cast that off. Anyway, so it may just be the whole thing about prices going up, store shelves getting a little emptier, things just basically not working. And the current people in power, and they've got 3 more years. They might be able to do it, you know, to push through their huge social agenda to make it all happen. They don't have to explain to the people what they're doing. And they may not even care, you know. Joe Biden's, I think they're going to hang it all around Joe Biden's neck. And everybody associated with him are going to be hung out to dry. I don't know if that includes the entire Democratic Party as well. It's hard to say, but these guys have bigger agendas. And it may not matter to them. So, maybe F Joe Biden. Is an expression of, we gave the government and the presidency too much power, and now we're seeing that there's nothing you can do except rage at it. You know, and you're not going to be very excited. You know, and even the poor, it's like, you know, you can give me all kinds of free stuff, but but apparently it's not being attached fast enough for the poor not to suffer. You know, you raise the prices at the gas pump, you raise the prices for food at Walmart, and you know, it's not like you found some way to shelter the poor from it until you raise poverty payments of whatever brand you particularly like, and that's. And I think that's part of these huge bills that are coming, is that, you know, all the poor people are going to be getting more and more and more stuff, you know, to continually buy their vote. And it's an easy vote to buy, you know, if you're not making it. And all of a sudden there's going to be this government program that's going to pretty much just say, I'll pay for it. Yeah. People pretty hard pressed not to do whatever it takes to keep that payment coming. The poor are, you know, the pawns in a lot of this. Anyway, so there you go. F. Joe Biden, it says on the walls. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, these are going to be the things I'm going to be saying the next little while. Because they're off. Reasonably off the books. And I'll talk to you later.